This is John's Gem, number 150, from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the whole chapter, which is about a final destination. Where are we going when we die? The immediate answer is the presence of the Lord. He called it paradise to the man crucified with him on the cross. Paul says, to be with Christ is better by far. That's Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. But that is not the end of the story. Our final destiny is the resurrection, following Jesus, who unexpectedly led the way, being resurrected ahead of time. Ezekiel says in chapter 37, verses 12 and 13, therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. Or as Jesus said in John chapter 5, verses 28-29, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. This chapter 21 is John's picture of what that will be like. We, in our resurrected bodies, will return to earth, a new, glorious earth, closely linked to heaven. This is what we pray for when we say, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is John's picture of the final days of the kingdom that began in the Gospels when Jesus walked this earth for the first time. The best place John knew on earth was the city of Jerusalem before it was destroyed by the Romans. Most probably before he was writing. So he enhances that to the most glorious vision he can think of. It is now a great cube, 2,200 kilometers in each dimension. A very unlikely shape for a city, but no matter, it's the perfect shape. The walls and streets are all made of gold. The gates were special, made of pearls. The foundations were all of precious stones. It is brilliant, but totally impractical. It is a vision, after all, like almost all the pictures of Revelation, meant to convey a meaning rather than a reality. I think that means we can have our own visions of what this final earth and heaven will be like. If, like me, you do not like cities, and avoid them if you can, then we can create our own image of the most lovely place on earth where we would like to be forever. For me, that is like a Scottish hilltop in the spring. Blue sky overhead, crisp snow, barely taking a boot mark underfoot, clear air, and a vision of range after range of snow-covered hills stretching away into the distance. That is my vision. What is yours? Let your imagination fly, although you know the reality will be even better when you get to it. Having excited our imaginations with his vision, John tells us some important things about it in the final paragraph of the chapter. There will be no temple there, verse 22, because there will no longer be any need for any sort of intermediary between us and the Lord. There is no need of the lights in the sky, because the Lord God and the Lamb will lavish so much grace upon it, upon us. There's no limit to the access. The gates are not shut at night, as they would have been in the earthly Jerusalem. All those from any nation whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life can enter at will. All that is true, is noble, is right, is pure, is lovely, is admirable, all that is excellent or praiseworthy is welcome there. What a prospect! What a future! And it is ours!